If you're a new listener to Rad Radio, here are a few things that will make no sense at all to you. Sourdough, Badoop, and how this show has been number one for almost three decades. Enjoy. This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
All right, one more of these. I was just texting with my my wife, and we were talking about people that we do know on Ozempic and such, and I made a comment back like, well, hopefully we're done with the topic for today at least. I'm sure it's going to come up again. There's no way it can't, with this thing exploding. It's available through Costco now, but now we were talking about, is it, I made what I thought, because I don't know, an offhand comment of how soon before you can get it online. Like, you can get, you know, ED drugs online. Well, that was one thing where you go in and you know, you say, you know, you give them your health history, and allegedly a doctor looks over it and they say, okay, here's your Viagra. You don't need to talk to me or be embarrassed about it. And then it expanded. And when it expanded to me, like the side effects of ED drugs are very minimal. And I don't know the abuse level of what you can do with them.
Of course they're minimal, because if they're going to make it for a man, they're going to make sure side effects are minimal.
And thank God for that. It's great being at the top for now. But then, you know, I started to get hooked out when they moved into antidepressants and mood stabilizers. And so I said, you know, how long till we just start adding in things like Wegovy and Ozempic? And a bunch of you started writing in saying, well, I know somebody who's doing it. They're not even using a doctor. They're just getting, I'm like, okay, well, are they getting it in America? Is it an American-based website? Is it a China-based website? These are I just don't know. These are questions. So we got this from, let's see, the name used. I'll withhold the name. Says, I'd rather not say the website, although others have written in and told me the website name, where semaglutide, which is what, that's the actual medicine name of Ozempic and Wegovy or whatever, is available. Because you had mentioned it could be illegal. I know many people who use it. And I wasn't aware it could be illegal, but it is based in the USA. Well, then it's not. Okay, so technically, now we're getting into a very gray area, because it's supposed to be only prescribed. Yeah. Now we're based in the USA. And I look, I'm not claiming to know what is or isn't required to get semaglutide legally. But many people have written in saying they sell it on this website. It's a well-known online website. I didn't confirm it independently, but so many people wrote in and said you can get it that way.
There must be some sort of fine print in the details of how you can get prescribed things over the internet. I have a very I'm not going to try to veil anything or anything here, but I am seeing a psychiatrist through a website, claims to be local, like in the Sacramento area. But, you know, I meet with them over video chat and we talk about the things, and then they prescribe me mood stabilizers and things. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd give this a shot just because I heard good things through somebody that I trust. But now I'm in the process of getting off said meds because I don't think that they worked for me. In fact, they've made things worse. Oh. But they are prescription meds. And so the legality behind that, I mean, obviously there, since COVID, there's got to be something in there now where you could just be prescribed anything if you just check off the right boxes through a quote physician.
That's what's night and day though with your example, is you are at least as I understand it, you're physically over like Zoom or something interacting with a doctor.
Yeah, talking one-on-one. Yeah.
Okay. That to me, I'm like, well, yeah, that's the world now. That makes sense. He's a legit doctor.
Yeah, and he's an actual doctor prescribing this.
She.
Next
sorry.
Level down. That's my misogyny and
mine
sexism
too,
coming
yeah.
on. Next level down are our websites where you are submitting your information, and all indications are medical professionals are reading what you are self-reporting about your side effects or your history of drugs, and they prescribe drugs. I'm like, oh, okay, but they seem to be pretty regulated. But then we're getting these stories of people that have said no doctor, no interaction, that's where I get like icked out on any drug.
So it's like the no prescription thing. You go to the site, you pay your fee, and you get the drugs.
That's what I'm hearing.
The difference being that there might be a physician on the other end looking at your data, signing off on it, because the video chat thing versus just the chat thing is really not that big of a difference, right?
Well, hopefully, if it's regulated the right way.
For me, the other huge difference with what you're doing, Brandon, if you decided you wanted to just try something different, you're under the care of that person who's prescribing that, helping you figure out, because On a side note, in that world, way back when I was put on anxiety medication, there was not much to choose from, right? Yeah. Nowadays, the positive, the negative. The positive is there's so much to choose from for anxiety and depression, which is a positive. The negative is you got to get through I don't know how many till you find the one that works for you. So if you decided, the big difference for me is if you decided that was something you wanted to do and you don't have to share that, you're under the care of someone who could help you figure out those and go on that journey. These folks that are just getting it willy-nilly and something doesn't work or it isn't right, who the hell are they going to? Nobody.
Yeah, and it is such a different thing because the mood stabilizers and all that kind of stuff are such a wide spectrum. When it comes to Ozempic, it's diabetes or weight loss.
Right.
And even though like the process I'm going through, it does feel very loosey-goosey, like, oh, let me Google the effects of this drug and see how it will work with this one. Let's just send it over to you and see what happens. And that's what sucks about this whole process. Now we're off topic.
Let's jump over to Rad TV, which is at members.radradio.com. A lot of people spent the weekend watching some of the new items that we dropped, most notably Kyle's Corner.
Yeah.
We got this email. It says, I've always loved Kyle, but Kyle and his dad together, oh my God, nothing but great energy, laughs, and loves. I was so stoked to have something fun to watch on a Sunday.
So good.
I'm glad you guys liked it. Yeah, me and my dad, we make kind of a fun team, and it's fun to watch all these other people I bring in and interview and how well they interact with us. I'm having a blast with this, so I'm glad everybody's liking it.
First three episodes are posted, and it'll be an ongoing series where we'll post new episodes regularly, which we'll do as we start to roll out Probcasts again and Prodcasts and Dawn's Man-Hating Show.
It's not a man-hating show.
Which that one's dropping this week, and the Cooking in Dawn's Kitchen show.
But at least you get the description right.
All sorts of stuff coming. Behind-the-scenes videos, many are posted already of the studios and the offices. More to come. At Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
So I love your dad, Kyle. He's just great. He's so great to listen to and watch. The both of you together, I agree with that person. On a side note, make sure your dad is not, you know, passing any type of gas while he's sitting in my chair.
Ooh. Oh, I can't make any promises.
I notice he sits over in that corner, and this is like my chair that I bought and brought in, and it's expensive. This is not a Rob Williams company chair. So I just don't want a lot of bad gas
so
on it.
Do you want me to switch out the chair or just make sure that he's eating well and he's not going to stink up the joint?
I trust your father. It's the butt stuff. I'm like, you know, and then my butt's going to be on it.
So Kyle's dad's gas is inferior to your gas.
Yeah. Well, my gas is fine, right? When it's your own and you're sitting in it.
Your own brand.
But when you're like all these different people,
I don't know. From what I understand, he's on like this fat boy diet, maybe one that Rob needs to be on. You know, he might be passing gas. I'm not sure what kind of things he's putting in his body.
Well, tell him to just put a blanket down or something.
We are minutes away, speaking of Rad TV, from the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up this time, Brando?
We are actually going to play the video on Rad TV. I won't be doing that thing where I had a camera on a TV screen. If you missed it, go back to earlier in the show. But we have playing fetch with Black Lab Shadow and Jet the Shaggy Dog, Boone the Blue Healer from these folks with Raider the Barn Cat.
I was transcribing
something that's not even interesting. Bah, 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 bah.
Oh my God! I wanted a barn cat, but you gotta kind of let them be so they'll eat. You know, all the rodents they should eat and the mice and the mouse, and I wanted to still feed them, and then you're defeating the purpose. You got to keep them around where they want to stay around and be hungry. Oh, yeah. But that's so cute.
Friskies will make them soft. Sunday morning walk with a thick girl named Pharaoh, the English bulldog, enjoying a big old stick.
So that's coming up during the next commercial break on Rad TV. We usually get the sights and sounds of the behind the scenes in the studios. Instead, this time you get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam. You can send in your horizontally recorded videos, RAD. At radradio.com. We're about to get to WinRom's change. We got a winner of the mega bucket. This morning at 6:30, Kalina knew it was $2,420.07. She explained it, and she explained it almost perfectly as Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, had designed the mega bucket. So now, first, let's hear from Kalina, who wrote in and said, WinRom's change, winner here. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm still shaking. I've never won anything in my life, and I'm so grateful for this. Thank you so much. much.
You're so welcome. You earned it.
We got quite the impressive response, actually, from Michelle, which we'll read on the other side of the break. She was as blown away as I was that somebody had figured it out already. So we're on to a new amount in the bucket. All you have to go on is the picture. We have the picture up right
now. Yeah, picture's posted on radradio.com and all of our social media pages.
So you can go and you can look and you go, okay, based on the bucket compared to other buckets I've seen, it's this amount. That's all you have. And now if somehow you get the right amount, you win it. Otherwise, we will give you clues or
Are
a
they
clue.
Boring clues now?
Yes, absolutely. I was not prepared for a winner this quickly.
Oh, no. I don't think any of us were. I was taken off.
I thought the whole week. Yeah, I thought the whole week will just fly by. I don't have to worry about another win, Rob's change amount, bucket clue. Yeah, very, very boring clues.
I thought it'd be weeks.
So phone number is 888-989-9811. First attempt at the new non-mega bucket. Caller 18 gets to win Rob's change.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn show.